It's Wednesday, September the 13th, and you're tuned in to the TNIB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
That's right. That's your name. And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. It's been another week here at the Canada land.
Ni hao, motherfuckers.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Welcome to the Nihon Buck Gaijin.
We're all over the place with these Asian countries.
Yeah, no. Anyways.
Things happened.
Yeah, today was... Things happened. Today itself was a pretty mediocre day.
Yeah, it was fine. It was a hump day.
Yeah.
There was an announcement.
There were some other things that happened earlier in the week. Shall we get to them?
Yes, but first...
Oh, no.
We got
cash money.
Oh, we got that. Just making it rain on my hot damn. No, we got some listener questions.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
And all three of them are by one listener. So, Paul Chew.
I'm sorry.
And I'm saying Paul Chew. Because there's an I in
one more time?
Paul Chew.
Okay.
Because there's an I in there. And when I think of an I, I think of Liu Bei. From Dynasty Warriors fame.
Don't you mean from the history books?
No, from Dynasty Warriors. Okay.
All right.
And what's that card game?
Oh.
Shanguosha.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Shanguosha. Those two. You know. Yeah. That hot Chinese card game. All right. But Paul has a question for us.
No, he doesn't.
He writes, I got a question for you.
Oh, God, he does.
Not including Gundam kits that that have always done it. When did we start referring to toys by their scale instead of their size?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like sometime in the past year, a switch was flipped. We went from calling them 6-inch and 12-inch figures to calling them 1/12 and 1/6-inch or 1/6 scales figures, respectively.
Yes.
They're pretty easy to keep straight, but then we get into 1/4 scales. I don't know what exactly scale PlayArt's Kai uses. Don't even get me started on Robotech or Macross toys.
Mm.
Their fighters came in at 1/60th and 1/48th, and now you get 1/72nd and 1/100th. What size is that, and what the scale measured against for the jet fighter? And some toys that are 1/3000th scale.
Yeah,
how do I figure?
I want one of those.
How do I figure if a 1/3000th FDF1 will fit on my shelf? Why can't we just say an 18-inch toy, etc.? It seemed much simpler back in the day.
Oh. That's that American mindset.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, that is what that is.
Is it strictly marketing?
No, it's being more accurate.
Okay.
That's what it is. I mean, what are they directly compared against? What are these scales comparing to, or how do they figure these scales? They're compared against the progenitor, if you will.
Okay.
The 1-to-1 scale. The real life scale.
Okay.
And when you make something that's 1/12, it's 1/12 of the official size.
But I can see where Paul's coming from, where when I see, like, I don't know, when I see a toy that's like, this thing is 1/16 scale. It's like, okay, will this fit wherever I want to put it? Like, 1/16 of a marshmallow is much bigger than, or much smaller than 1/16 of the SDF-1.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. No, I get that. No, I think it comes from, let's see. I would say a lot of the, let's say, toy collecting audience has been, especially in the most recent years, been heavily introduced to the import scene.
Okay.
I.e. Japanese toys, or toys from Asia.
The better toys.
Exactly. But the thing about Japanese toys and toy manufacturers is they all are very organized, and they want to be able to be as accurate as can be, and thus they've adopted scale and scale terminology.
Mm.
Now, as even though, let's say somewhere like, this is what I think. I think, like, you know, someone like Hasbro or Mattel, they had their action figures in the 6-inch category.
Mm-hmm.
That's all great and all, but for collectors who are now being more introduced to having sizing, and now you see people on movie screens, and you're like, well, I want them all to be the same size.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the same size, but
relative
to each other.
Okay.
Then you need a scale to be influenced on or to be directed to.
Okay.
And that's where it comes from, and I feel like a lot of toy manufacturers are gripping onto this, especially since when you add scale onto something, like,
mm-hmm.
you just write those numbers on a box, suddenly don't you get the sense that, like, oh, this is a collector's item, they've put thought and care into this.
It's still a toy.
Oh, totally. Oh, okay. Totally. I'm not saying it's not, but I'm just saying, don't you get like this whole, like, if you bought a toy, right? Like, there's two Luke Skywalkers out there.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, this is battle action Luke with a flickable arm.
Yeah. Lightsaber swinging action.
And this one said, oh, this is 1/12 battle action Luke. Wouldn't be like, oh yeah, that one's the collector one, because it's the proper size. Yeah.
And also when you keep on the whole inches train, it's like, I bought this 6-inch figure. It's like, did you buy a dildo? Like, what just happened?
That's true, right? I don't know.
No,
I don't know. Like, I understand the whole idea of, well, how big is it actually in relative terms, but I don't know. I guess you could always just do the research. Okay. Like, if I told you, oh, if this Macross jet is 1/60th scale, how big is that on my actual shelf? I don't know. Go look up a jet.
Yeah, and don't websites and boxes also have, like, the centimeter?
They do. They do. You're right. Especially all those big toys you mentioned, you know, they all have actual physical dimensions.
So the real question here
is
why isn't America on the metric system yet?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
I feel like that's where this method of thinking stems from.
Yeah, we flipped the question back to you, Paul.
Yeah, man, because guess what? Imperial sucks balls.
Imperial sucks dick.
Like, when you tell me this is 3 feet long, how many acres is that? Yeah. I can't make any relative comparison.
Yeah, what
the... Like, what the fuck are you trying to tell me?
Pounds? Yeah. What is it, money? Are we counting in British money now?
Oh, yo, this is 4 feet long, so how many inches is that? Fuck, man, I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Paul has a second question.
Oh, great.
This is directly to you, Vince. Which is the better King Arthur? Mm-hmm. The new King Arthur 2017 release, Legend of the Sword, that you saw last week?
I did.
Or the 2004 blockbuster King Arthur that was directed by the man who directed Pearl Harbor?
Okay. With Keira Knightley, Clive Owen.
Yeah.
That's too easy.
Which one?
It's the newer one.
It's the newer one? Okay.
I'll tell you why. All right. Because the new King Arthur is Charlie Hunnam, and I think he's a more attractive gentleman than Clive Owen.
Okay.
Also, Charlie Hunnam is the pilot in Pacific Rim, so automatically that makes him better.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. Mm-hmm. And alright. I think we got a winner.
Yep.
There we go. And then his third it's not a question, it's just he posted a new story for us. But it is something that I was gonna cover, so let's talk about that.
Shall we?
So we talked about the Super Nintendo Classic.
Sold
out not last week, but like 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago, and how it sold out immediately.
Okay.
And we're like, man, Nintendo doesn't know how to do shit, right? They don't understand supply and demand, blah, 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 with all the common Nintendo complaints. Yo, Nintendo's doing something smart, finally. They're bringing back the NES Classic Edition.
Oh, yay!
Yay, for me, yay, yeah. That's great, that's fantastic.
I don't want it anymore.
I want it.
I don't want it anymore.
Now
that everyone can get one, I don't want it.
God damn it. I also want that Famicom, though. So yeah, they're planning on bringing it back in 2018 for another run.
Yeah.
Because they've hopefully heard the outcry from everyone.
Yeah.
And it's finally a smart business decision. They've also come out with saying that, I think it was Reggie came out a couple months ago saying, hey, I would highly recommend that you do not overpay for pre-orders on online retailers for the Super Nintendo Classic.
Yeah.
Because apparently they have amped up production dramatically, which is awesome. Like, I understand the appeal of these things being a collector's item, but I want people to play that stuff.
Yeah, I hope it is, like, you know, everyone who wants one can get one.
Yeah. And then whoever didn't get it within the year, like, tough cookies.
Yeah.
Right? Just because the aftermarket on that stuff is nuts. And if the Super Nintendo Classic had as little of a production run as the NES Classic had, especially with Star Fox 2 being on there, I could see that aftermarket going bananas. Mm. So hopefully, here's to producing more. Here's to them actually saying what they are doing, what they say, right?
So you're saying I should sit on my extras for a bit?
No, you should probably sell them immediately.
Not hold on
to
them?
Me.
No. No.
For retail price.
Gross! Who do you think I am, your friend?
Yes. The other story I have is a Monster Hunter story.
Monster Hunter?
Monster Hunter Stories came to the West.
Sure,
and it's
did.
Out now.
Yes, it is.
I did not realize that it was out already and that it was coming.
Yeah.
So did you play the demo for this game?
I did not.
You didn't? No. Do you know what it's about?
Yep.
It's about stealing babies.
Yeah.
It's about taking eggs from other monsters, hatching them, raising those babies to ride them in battle.
Yeah.
And then feeding babies to other babies to make your eugenics baby stronger.
It's weird. It's like they have DNA breeding, but only with babies.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
It's like partially adorable because you're riding a Rathalos, but also super disturbing eugenic simulator.
Yeah, it is weird in that, like, no, you don't wait for these babies to hit adolescence
gotta get that dragon veal.
Yeah, no, but it's like, no, this baby was born, now consume.
It's kind of dark.
It is.
I'm kind of down.
But it's got this nice, cute aesthetic like, to it. So it's like, oh, he's been eaten.
Yeah, I'm kind of down.
Now you've given your Rathalos the ice breath from a Baryoth.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's cool. I've seen some. I've been watching like a lot of the Japanese footage a couple months back when it released, or last year. And at the end game, you have some crazy monsters.
Mm.
Like, you can do some wild shit.
I saw some Japanese gameplay on Gaijin Hunter's account.
Yeah.
And, like, he was fighting dual Savage Devil Joes, and he had, like, Kirins and Akantors, and, like, his wrecking face.
Yep.
So, it looked pretty cool. I want to try that game. Mm-hmm. And then my last pick, it's the end of a Twitter era.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
At Kaz Harai CEO, the fake Kaz Harai account, which is video game comedy gold for those
people. It is, but it's so past his time.
It is past his time. And he has realized this. The person running this Twitter account has realized. And he has decided he's going to retire the Twitter account.
It's about time, because Kaz Harai has not been in the picture for how long?
For a long time.
Yes.
Because what I'm saying is that he's retiring it so he can make a new one.
Okay, yeah, right? for sure.
But, so he came with a whole, like, statement. Like, multi-paragraph.
Wow.
Right?
This is probably this eating at his soul.
It probably is. It's, here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paragraphs long.
Yeah, wow.
And so he's saying that, like, he's happy that he's gained over like 100,000 followers, and he likes that he's kept like this comedy gold thing going on, but he's realizing that he's repeating a lot of the comedy, and he's can only find so many ways of saying nobody wants a Vita.
Mm.
I think that was one of his quotes. So he has said that he is going to retire the account in 2018 after E3. He wants to get one more E3 under his belt. And then he's going to retire.
This is a very, very early retirement announcement. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I like that account. I think that account had some really funny jokes about the video games and video game culture.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
Cool.
That's it. Those are my picks.
Okay. Mine, there's this new hot new anime that was announced.
Oh, yeah. What studios are from?
Netflix.
What? Yes. What?
No, you heard me. They've made many, many a great anime.
Like?
They've made many a great anime.
All right. Continue.
Well, they got this new one, right? In collaboration with Adult Swim and...
I was right! It was an Adult Swim show!
And Jaden Smith. As in Will Smith's son.
Really flamboyant, really out there son.
He's still finding himself, okay? He's in the college years. That's the time where he could just do whatever he wants. And this anime perfectly embodies him finding himself.
Jaden Smith as a person is insane. Have you seen like just him on social media?
Yeah, he's crazy.
Stuff? He's bonkers, and I kind of love it.
Yeah. He's got no filter.
Hashtag no filter.
And he just does whatever. He gives zero shits about everybody. But this new anime, Neo Yokio.
Say it again.
Neo Yokio.
Sorry, one more time.
Neo Yokio.
All right, like yolk, like an egg.
Yeah, but like Tokyo.
But it's Yokio.
You get it?
That's dumb.
Do you get it?
I get it.
Okay.
Stupid.
Just making sure. Don't know the premise of this anime.
We watched the trailer twice.
Yeah.
And we still don't know what's happening.
But it looks like Jaden Smith is...
He's a rich boy.
He's a rich boy.
But he's not. You know what he's not?
What?
He's not an all-money fuckboy.
That's right. He's not an all-money fuckboy. He's got to deal with those all-money fuckboys. He's a rich boy, but he's not like white-collar.
Yeah.
So...
He's black-collar.
That's exactly what he is.
Because he's black.
And he's wearing a...
And he's wearing a suit.
He's wearing a suit. That's sparkly against a midnight blue night sky, so...
Get there. Yeah. Get there, I guess.
Anyways, he gets some superpowers, mm-hmm. It looks like.
They don't explain why, or what he's going to use them for, or what the show is about.
And some other stuff happens. It is weird.
He runs into some all-money fuckboys.
Yeah. It's airing September 22nd, mm-hmm. And I need to see at least the first episode.
Yeah, no, it's an anime. You gotta give it the 3-episode try.
Holy crap, I gotta know. what is this?
Who is the robot?
Jude Law.
Yeah, Jude Law.
This show has a stellar voice cast.
It's insane.
It has Susan Sarandon.
Yeah. what the fuck?
Yeah. It has other big names, but they're not coming to me, but yeah. Yeah, there's a robot.
Yeah. There's a robot in there, and he's a robot butler, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
This show's weird. Watch the trailer, be equally as confused as us.
Yeah.
And then live your life until the 22nd.
Yeah. It's exciting times. Exciting times. Okay, that was that. Over in the technology front, Apple had a press conference on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It was their annual iPhone conference, and they announced, guess what?
Did they bring back the Apple II?
No.
Oh.
Ask me the obvious question.
Did they put the headphone jack back in the phone?
No, they did God not!
So dumb.
But they did show a new iPhone. They showed 2 new iPhones. Mm-hmm. They showed first off, they said, oh, check it out. The iPhone 7's out. It's pretty baller status. But check it out. iPhone 8's here. Mm-hmm. We changed almost nothing.
We put... kind of a better camera on it.
And it has a glass back.
What?
But honestly, it's the same phone. And then everybody clapped and applauded.
But
and
it's not a number.
Oh,
no. It's a Roman numeral.
No. This is iPhone 8.
Oh, iPhone 8.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, what? You didn't like our minimal changes? Fine, we'll show you. We had a second iPhone.
iPhone 9?
No.
No?
Keep guessing.
iPhone 11.
Mm. You're close,
but 8.5.
No.
iPhone 8S.
No.
S8C.
No. I'll give you a hint. It's a decade anniversary of our iPhone.
The iPhone Kamen Rider Edition.
Ooh, nope.
Is it really 10?
It's iPhone Cross.
Gosh darn it. Gosh darn it.
Yeah, so the iPhone 10 was announced, and it looks like it adopts a bigger size.
Wait, bigger than the Plus?
It's about the same. Well, it's smaller than the Plus, but it has the same screen size.
Oh, because it's super no bezel.
Yeah, right. So that's the big thing with this iPhone. It's the whole face is a screen, mm-hmm. bezel to bezel. No home button. Instead, they implemented Face ID. Unlock your phone with your face.
So, here, go through your whole thing, and I want to talk about Face ID after.
So there's that. New cameras and stuff.
It's got 16 megapixel cameras or something?
12.
12 megapixel?
But the big thing about those cameras is they have a separate chip that operates them. Mm-hmm. So they're always processing your best photo. And they have this cool new feature where they have dynamic lighting that they can apply onto your photo.
Oh, the selfie cam or whatever?
Yeah, so if you take a picture of yourself, it can automatically black out the background or mm-hmm. give you dynamic lighting, which was really cool. But
if stuff's overblown, it'll...
Yeah.
It's live Photoshop.
Yeah, it's so... That's really neat, but I don't know if it's enough to be you need this camera.
I like their whole autofocus thing on the back-facing camera, where it uses the two cameras to, it's okay, what's the best area? Is obviously the main subject, and how do we focus the shot before you even take the picture?
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. The phone itself, I actually really am in love with the design they've gone for. Mm-hmm. It feels it doesn't actually look like a new iPhone to me. It looks like an amalgamation of all their best iPhone designs over the years.
It kind of looks like an Android phone to me.
They have the stainless steel bezel.
Yeah.
That was from their original iPhone. And they took the glass back from the iPhone 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. They put that back on. And then the front looks like an iPhone.
I'm coming to the thing, so phones to me now...
Oh, they're super boring.
Are what babies are to me. All babies look the same.
Yeah.
All phones look the same.
That's how I feel about cameras as well.
Okay.
It's just kind of a boring space. But yeah, I mean, that's the big thing, right? It's obviously more powerful. It does more fun, neat tricks. And I don't know. It's a new iPhone. It's pretty expensive. It comes in black or white.
All right, let's reel it back.
All right.
So Face ID.
Yeah, that's a thing.
This is a thing where I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
So coming from not a security and privacy standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
the ease at which you can unlock your phone defeats the purpose of a lock in the first place.
Yeah.
So I can see, like, hey, you lost your phone. The only way to do it is with your face. Like, I understand that. But there's a lot of ways that people can fuck with your shit, mm-hmm. right? If the facial recognition is as powerful as they say, like, what's stopping someone from putting their phone up to a picture of your face?
Oh, that won't work.
Will it not?
No.
Okay,
that's why I have the two cameras.
Is it the depth sensor?
Yeah, the other thing, too, is, like, it won't unlock if your eyes are closed.
Okay.
Like, but I get your point. You put the phone up to someone's face, it'll open.
And it'll open, yeah. right? The one nightmare scenario I saw on Twitter is police violations.
For sure.
Which is, you have gotten pulled over and you're arrested, or say you're handcuffed on the hood of your car. There is nothing from stopping that police officer from taking your phone, mm-hmm. putting that camera to your face,
yeah.
and then looking through all your shit illegally.
Yeah.
Without a warrant.
For sure.
And I don't know, that kind of stuff is super effed.
It is.
I think that's kind of one of the, it's like a cool advancement in terms of facial recognition, but I think what they're using the facial recognition for is a bad idea.
Yeah. I want to believe that this isn't mandatory.
Oh yeah, I could still see, like, yeah. they have the screen, right? They can still do fingerprint. I don't see why they wouldn't.
Oh no, they don't have that. Fingerprint.
They don't have that anymore?
No.
Oh.
So it would just be a passcode,
I guess.
Cuz like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why they got rid of the fingerprint. Because
it's good.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, it's a new iPhone. If you need a new phone this year, hey, you're in for a treat.
Yeah.
If not, then, oh well.
Now just imagining, like, remember the movie Face Off?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
What if we traded faces and then I took your iPhone and I unlocked all your stuff?
Wow. I do find the technology fascinating, like the way they wrote the program to identify your facial features and monitor how your face changes with time.
Yeah, and even through styles, like when you have glasses on or grow out your hair and stuff
like that.
Like,
that's really neat.
Yeah, I think that technology, again, is super cool and can be useful in other implementations.
Mm-hmm.
But using it to unlock your phone seems dumb and dangerous.
Yeah, there's certain computers that have this technology right now, right?
I believe so. I think it's mostly for medical use, though.
No, I know you can buy laptops with them.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, with fingerprint and camera.
I think that's also dumb.
So, like, when you want to unlock Windows, it just goes.
You walk in front of it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. To be fair, that's what the Kinect sensor has, but your Xbox doesn't have that much sensitive data like your phone does.
That's true. That's
right? Or your laptop.
Yeah, no, you're right. But yeah, so there's the new iPhone. I would like to be given one.
You start a Patreon?
Ooh, that's an idea. Speaking of which, you know how I do a toy review channel, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard you review Transformers?
Something like that.
Something?
Okay. Barbies and whatnot. You never know.
Mm.
I still want to get a gamer Barbie, but anyways, that's a story for another day.
We can make this happen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
If you guys can get me a gamer Barbie, because I know it's not available here in Canada, send me a message.
Let me talk to some peeps.
Yeah.
You know, I'm deep into the toy
scene. I'm talking about game developer Barbie, not gamer Barbie.
Oh. Wait, is that are there separation?
Yeah.
What's gamer Barbie?
She's blonde. She's a blonde bimbo with a game controller.
What?
Yeah.
She's Jessica Chobot with a game controller?
Yeah.
She licking a Vita? Or is it a PSP that she licks?
I think she's... No, actually. No, it's just a generic controller. Huh. But I want the one with the glasses and
the laptop.
Yeah.
Oh, you want respectable Barbie?
Yeah. with fully clothed. Yeah.
You want socially awkward Barbie?
Oh yes, that's the Barbie.
You for me. You don't want Twitch streamer Barbie?
No. I don't need cam girl Barbie. No, thank you.
Oh, that I didn't read that article. I wanted to talk about it this week. I think it was Kotaku put up an article. It was all about cam girls.
Oh, and
who
they're all
switched
streamers?
Over to Twitch streaming.
Yeah, I read that one. It's interesting.
Was it? Okay, I got to give it a read. Maybe we can have a discussion about it next week or something.
Yeah, so that was that. iPhones, blah, blah, blah. Gamer Barbie.
Anime.
Yeah. Did you read the... Or did you see the PewDiePie controversy again?
I did.
Yeah?
I think for... So, for my thoughts on that word, I would say I am probably in the unpopular position for that.
Okay.
But... Also, the way he used that word is dumb.
Yeah.
Like, he just, the way he used it and the way he said it is just...
Yeah.
Not appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's no like justified reason he did it. No. But I'm more caught up in the consequences of this.
Okay.
In the
not of is it similar to the last time he said it?
No, I'm more interested in the whole idea of who did it. Who's the game company behind Firewatch?
Campo Santo.
They filed the DMCA. Oh, this story. Yeah.
No, they were going to.
Okay, yeah, that's the more interesting story.
That is a very interesting story.
Yeah, where they, if you guys don't know, they basically want to file a DMCA flagging PewDiePie's videos.
For all Firewatch and Campo Santo related games.
And understandably, I see why they want to do it, and I wouldn't tell them not to do it. I think that, you know.
I would tell them not to do it, but for different reasons.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get why they want to do it, but, like, bigger picture, if that went through, that would fucking change everything.
It would change everything. It would change the law.
Yeah, and suddenly you couldn't have just, I guess, just streaming games would be a lot harder, let's just say.
Yeah, it would change the thing of, so right now video games and game streaming are in a thing like fair use limbo, let's say. Fair use is just like a law, at least in the States, like it's different over in Canada, where you can use something for however arbitrary many seconds, minutes, or whatever, or in a certain way to where if someone wanted to use the, like to see the original, your source wouldn't be useful for that, right? Because you'd do like editing over, you'd be talking over it or something like that. And if that DMCA went through where, because we don't like this person.
Yeah.
We now will take down all of his stuff.
Yeah.
That would set insane precedents across the board, not just for video games, just for media, period.
Mm-hmm. So that was pretty interesting.
It was. Mm-hmm. And I liked a lot of the counter-arguments. There's a bunch of counter-arguments where it was... One was interesting coming from the more, like, business side of it, where people felt Campo Santo's whole thing of like, we're going to take it down and blah, 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 was very ungenuine, mainly because it's after the fact. Like PewDiePie has had this incident once before and they had no problem when his videos were getting Firewatch millions and millions of views.
Yeah.
But now that this second outrage happened, it felt like they're just jumping on it
and
being like, no, look at us. We're cool when we're progressive and blah, blah, blah. Right.
Yeah.
And then there's the other side of like, oh, people they should file a DMCA. Companies should be able to control their content in certain ways. And then it's like, no, not now. That's a little different.
It's tough. It's a fine line to, I guess, to walk when it comes to that kind of stuff. Because I still don't believe that it's cool that people are able to just stream entire games.
Oh, I think a lot of Let's Players who are just like, here's a Let's Play and I don't talk over it, and here's just full game in 7 parts.
I'm not really into that. Yeah.
Right? Or even, I don't know. I know it's super popular, but even stuff like Game Grumps, where I know they're doing comedy bits and they're doing their own stuff, but they are streaming full games in 10-minute increments.
Mm-hmm.
It's different when more games media websites, it's like, okay, here's an hour of a game and we're talking over and we're showing you what it is. That's different. It's a preview, right? Yeah, but when you're just playing a game from start to finish, it's kind of fucked up.
Yep, it is. It is. It never ceases to amaze me when people are like, oh, hey, did you play the new Uncharted? No, have you? Yeah, it was great. I'm like, oh, really? Hey,
what do you think of the controls? Oh, I watched it.
Oh, no, I watched it.
Yeah.
What?
I have a friend like that. She is in love with Final Fantasy 15.
She
just watched it all.
Whoa.
She watched it a combination of watching her friends play it and watching Let's Plays.
Damn.
And then she, quote, finished the game, which is I understand. There was also another good article about coming into gaming late.
Yeah.
I think that was on Polygon. About how trying to learn video games as an adult is super difficult, right? Because games are not easy. Whereas everyone's like, oh, Dark Souls is easy, blah, blah, blah. Games in general are hard, right? There's a lot of nuance, there's a lot of controls, there's a lot of systems that you kind of come to expect over years of playing, right? And I can see that. If you don't play games and you get to a part, or you're playing a game and you're just like, this isn't fun because it's frustrating, then I can totally see why someone would turn to a Let's Play, right? But then again, it's legal gray area. Legal gray area, and also it's a video game, like, part of the thing. Like, I don't want you to only read the script of a movie.
Yeah.
Right? I don't only want you to listen to the instrumentals of a song.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you want the whole package, and the whole package of video games is playing that game.
Yep.
Which I think, the only thing I can think of is put easier game modes in games. Like, Horizon recently patched in an easier mode than the easy they had. Bayonetta and some other Platinum games had those one button modes that are pretty much like move the stick in a direction, press a button, and cool stuff will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as people rag on that stuff, like, not all people are in it for the challenge,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people want to experience the story. So,
yeah, some people just want to breed people.
Yeah, some people just want to breed other people
mm-hmm.
and marry their husbandos.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yep. It's just how it works.
I fully support that sometimes. But yeah, that was a small tangent. Let's round out with the big gaming news this week. Nintendo had a Direct.
They did.
It's a bunch of stuff on all their platforms.
Mm-hmm.
By all, I mean the 3DS and the Switch.
Oh, where's the Wii U?
What are you talking about?
The Wii U?
No.
It's
dead!
It's that one, it's two screens, but the other screen's like a tablet?
Mm. Yeah. That is, never heard of it.
Fuck. All right.
So okay. Yeah, they started off with the 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, oh, 3DS, last hurrah! They're probably just gonna show off Metroid and call it a day.
Nope.
Nope, not at all.
There's a lot of stuff out for this thing.
Yeah. So, I honestly can't remember half of what they showed. All I know is that they have two new 3DS models.
They do. And they both look sexy.
Yes, they do.
No, they have two new 2DS models.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yes.
My bad. And there's a lot of games there.
Mm-hmm.
The new 2DS models are... One looks like a fucking Pokeball.
Yeah, it's a Pokedex.
They even put the damn, like... circled thing on it.
Yeah, it looks like a button.
Like a separate piece.
Yeah, it looks
and
really cool.
That's really neat. And then they made the creamsicle colored 2DS,
mm-hmm.
which also looks pretty delicious. Game-wise, nothing really stood out to me except for, hey, Metroid's good. Confirmed. Awesome.
Yeah, Metroid looks really good. I'm trying to get past all this Switch news. What else is there? 3DS game news.
Was the Mario Pokeball. Party game here?
Oh, yeah. Mario Party the Best?
Yeah,
100. I think it's called.
The Best 100?
Which is, they just stripped, well, like, I'm kind of down, but not kind of down, because Mario Party sucks.
Okay.
Listen, just straight up.
Wow, okay.
Anyone who likes Mario Party...
Haters gonna hate?
It's
right.
Garbage. All right. Mario Party sucks. It's never been good.
Okay.
And the good, the okay part of Mario Party are the mini games, but you got to play that dumb board game to get there.
Okay.
So this game just strips down. They took the 100 best mini games from all the Mario Parties, all 10 of them, and they put them into one game.
They sure did.
And you can just play that stuff.
The cool thing about this is it's one of the rare games apparently now where you only need single cart play.
Yep.
One person owns it. You all.
Which is awesome. That's cool.
Yeah.
Also, they announced that Minecraft is officially on everything now.
Okay.
Because they put Minecraft on the 3DS.
Okay.
Yeah. They showed Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon more.
Yep.
They showed the Pokemon that steals the darkness. Or sorry, the light. That steals the light.
So the Destiny villain.
Yeah. Which is weird because I understand on the lion.
Yeah.
Because he radiates the sun.
Yeah.
But I don't get the moon. Like, I guess the moon puts off some sort of light, but that light only comes from the sun.
So I guess they're still stealing the sun's light?
They're still stealing the moon?
Okay, yeah, all right.
I guess? Sure.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, there's the 3DS stream. Oh, is it Perfect Chronology?
Atlas had their whole thing. Yeah, Atlas had the one, they have a new RPG.
They do. I do not remember what it's called.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Atlas had a new RPG. They also had, so they had Radiant Historia Perfect Chronology, which yeah. They also showed that there's going to be like a super ultra crazy special edition. And then they also showed off what's that Shin Megami Tensei game that you said that's really hard?
Oh, Strange Journey.
Yeah, Strange Journey Redux.
Yeah.
So that's coming out. There's just a whole bunch of stuff that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of crazy how it seems how hard they're
pushing the 3DS.
Oh, yeah, sorry. The biggest game of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Kirby Battle Royale.
Oh, yeah.
The four-player arena battle Kirby game,
mm-hmm.
which is not what I want.
But is what you really need?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
What if I just said no?
You like it?
No.
Okay.
Long story short
is there's way more 3DS games than anyone thought.
Which is crazy.
And that disappoints me.
Does it?
Yeah.
But you're gonna go buy that. Go buy that Pokeball.
No. Video,
or the orange one. The one that looks like a creamsicle.
No, listen. I'm so hyped for Metroid Samus Returns, but I'm actually not going to buy that game until it comes to the Switch.
Wow. What if I told you it never comes
it's to coming Switch? To the Switch.
What if I told
it's
you...
It's coming to the Switch.
It never comes
to the it's Switch. It's coming to the Switch. Right. You're right. Samus Returns Complete Edition.
Oh, Definitive Edition?
Will come to the Switch next year.
No, it's got to have like a Metroid-y subtitle.
All
like
right.
Morph Ball Edition.
Noof. Mmm.
That sounds bad. That's a bad name. No. That's a bad name.
No, no.
Alien Hunter. I don't know. That sounds like a Contra game.
Yeah. No.
I'm bad at naming things. Mm. This is why I don't work for a naming company.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I don't know. Splatoon. Oh. Or Destiny.
Oh,
that would have been pretty great.
Okay. Pretty you know what? Speaking of Splatoon, let's move on to the Switch news.
All right. Switch news.
So... Splatoon has a couple new maps.
New maps, new modes, new weapon. Or not new modes, sorry. New maps, new weapons. Weapon. Yeah,
they have that shield
beach
thing?
Umbrella?
Yeah, that's what it is. That you can... Has a rocket?
Yeah, so all the umbrella weapons have that. That's... If you hold the fire button... So normally the umbrella's like a shotgun.
Yeah.
If you hold it, it opens the umbrella and you can block shots.
Okay.
And then if you hold it for too long, it'll propel the front of the umbrella.
How do you reload? Where do you get the more umbrellas from?
Splatoon lands?
Okay. I just wanted to put that out there.
Do you make it out of ink, maybe? I don't know.
Okay, let's talk about Nintendo's other great seller this year.
Rocket League.
Mm, Arms.
Arms? Oh, yeah. Arms? Oh, we talked about that, though. Arms got Lollipop. It's coming out.
Oh, there's nothing new in this announcement?
I don't think so. I didn't, all right. Like, it was just Lollipop, right? And it showed off the French clown lady.
What a waste. Okay.
So that happened. They showed off... A MOBA?
They sure did.
Arena of Valor?
Yeah, that's the name.
Which, that name is, like, I was like, this name sounds like a mobile game name.
Yep.
And I immediately saw the developer was Tencent. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. All right, Chinese Amazon, got your back. Oh, wait, no, that's Alibaba. What was Tencent again? Are they also Chinese Amazon?
I want to say, yeah.
Are they?
I don't know.
Skyrim coming to the Switch.
Looks good.
Showed off more of it. Breath of the Wild Amiibos coming out in November.
I cannot believe that Nintendo devotes time in their video game videos to fucking show you toys.
Aren't you happy? You love toys.
I don't love Amiibos.
But they're toys. You love toys.
I mean, they're like pop vinyls.
They're better.
Wow. Because
they give you stuff. They don't look dumb.
They're also way more expensive.
I think my favorite announcement out of this is retro company Hamster, who is responsible for the Arcade Archive series on other consoles, is coming out with Nintendo Arcade Archives.
Gross.
And they're bringing out arcade versions of Nintendo games, which I'm super down for.
I'm not.
Hamster does some pretty great emulation stuff.
But no one wants to play those old Nintendo arcade games.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
You want to play them for like a minute and be like, oh, that was cool.
Yeah, and Hamster prices
their stuff. And then never play them again.
Hamster prices their stuff accordingly.
Yeah, but who's in charge? Nintendo.
Gosh darn it. $20 for Mario Bros.
You're right. You're right.
You are. Have you played Super Mario Bros. In the arcade?
No.
Did you know they changed the warp spots?
Really?
Yeah. And they make a bunch of other stuff that if you've played the console version, the arcade version... literally tries to kill you for you to put in more quarters.
Oh.
So like tricks that you would think would work on the console, like don't really work on the arcade version. So it's like, oh, there's going to be like a block here so I can jump on it. There's no block and it'll just fall into a pit.
Okay.
It's super messed.
Gross. It's not fun.
Or is it?
No.
New challenge.
So that's that. And then they showed off.
We're not going chronologically. We're just going all over the
place. Yeah, you know what? They had a big spotlight on Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Yeah. The voice acting's garbage.
Whew.
But the game looks cool.
So, when they announced the voice acting team, they're like, well, we wanted to capture the spirit of the original, so we also hired another British-based VO team.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Not good.
No.
Not good.
It wasn't good in the first. That was like the worst part of the first game too. Like and it's not that like I don't like the English accent or the British accent and the multitudes of their accents.
Oi, governor.
But their actual acting ability is just awful.
It's terrible.
Wow.
You know, a land that breeds the best Hollywood actors right now?
Yeah, wow.
You would think?
You would think they'd have some amazing voice talent, too, but they don't.
I guess not.
Man.
I can't wait to play that game and switch that VO to the Nihon.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't wait to put the subtitles on.
It'll be great.
Yep.
But that game does look cool. I like the whole idea of each landmass is a titan. And each titan is a different town set. Right? And you can travel to titans and...
Yeah, that's crazy. Because in the first game, it was one titan.
Yeah.
So...
And in the... What was it? Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Yeah.
There were, like, huge areas and stuff. But I don't remember... I didn't beat it, to be fair.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it being like, oh, like, here's this thing. And what? You're riding on a titan. There were big enemies that you fought in your robot, but...
Nice.
It was cool. You get to fly around.
So that's the that was cool. It looks super complicated.
It does. It looks like a Xenoblade game.
Like it looks so dense with numbers,
menus. Quick time events.
Coming this December.
Yeah, December 1st.
Yeah, first day.
Kirby All Star. Sorry, Kirby : Star Allies. That was the Kirby game that was just Kirby. The last Nintendo Direct, I believe, or no, E3, and. This shows off more of what they showed before, where you can throw a heart at other enemies and turn them into your allies.
Yeah.
And then you can use your allies to combine powers, like kind of like Kirby 64, in a little bit different, where instead of sucking up two enemies, you're choosing your enemies and then getting them to power you up.
Yep.
So you can make like a thunder sword or a water bomb or a wind bomb.
Cool.
I think in the original trailer, if you mixed ice and stone... You turn into a curling stone, and you can like slide down surfaces and stuff.
Hmm.
So that's the Kirby game I want to play.
All right,
right. I like Kirby a lot.
Sure you do.
I was kind of disappointed we didn't get to see more of that Yoshi game they announced at E3.
Maybe it was
the one where you can flip perspectives.
Yeah. That really yeah, cool. From Super Mario World.
Yeah, that looked really cool.
So we hold on before we move on from Kirby. They also announced this. You got to vote for your favorite Kirby.
Oh, copy a Kirby ability?
Yeah. What are you going for?
The joke answer is copy.
God.
Because there's an enemy who's a copy machine, so you use copy to copy. I don't know. This one's hard. Because, like, I have my favorite to use, which is Hammer.
Okay.
Hammer's dope.
Yeah.
But, like, I just want to say Mike. Because Mike just clears the screen 3 times, and it turns Kirby into a punk rock mohawk wearing badass.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. What about yours?
I don't know. I don't really like Kirby.
What? You suck. Yeah,
I mean, I like him when he has the Falcon Punch.
So, you want him to be
Captain Falcon? Yeah,
right.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Done.
What else did they have? Project Octopath Traveler.
That title.
It's a working title, to be fair.
I hope they release it as Project Octopath, subtitle, working title.
Oh, that'd be great.
Like, in bracket.
That'd be some meta shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the new game by, was it the I Am Setsuna team?
No, the Bravely team.
Bravely team. And yeah, it looks cool. Yeah. It reminds me of, if you've ever played it on the PS3, 3D Dot Game Heroes, where everything is kind of tilt shifted.
Yeah, they managed to make 2D look awesome again.
Yeah. Make 2D great again.
Yeah. They showed off a bit of the battle system, and I don't want to say it's definitely been inspired by the Brave and Default battle system, but this one is Boost. So you got to boost your teammates. I wasn't really paying attention, but I know they have that.
Yeah.
So there you go. It looks great. There's a demo out.
Visually, it looks really cool. Yeah. I'm going to download that demo when I go home.
Yeah, it's. I can't wait to try it.
Other than that, I think the only thing left was Odyssey.
Yeah, Mario.
That looks like a Mario game, bruh.
Sure does.
You can get a hat.
It looks so interesting.
They showed Pauline.
Mm-hmm.
She's the mayor of New Donk City.
Mm.
She also sings the theme song.
There's the photo mode.
The photo, yep. You know, take those hot 4K textures.
Yeah, my favorite part was I saw Sonic, I mean Mario, I mean Mario, running through rings.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck?
This game looks insane, but in like a good way. Like in the way Galaxy looked insane.
Yeah.
The way when you first saw Mario 64 and you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yep.
I'm super excited.
The game looks great.
I haven't been excited for a platformer since Galaxy.
Yeah, comes out October.
Yeah, really soon.
Oh, wait, that goes on sale.
Gosh darn it. You're the worst.
I'm the best.
But yeah, that game looks awesome. I can't wait.
So that was the Nintendo Direct. Key takeaways. Why is the 3DS still alive? And
because apparently a lot of people still have it, maybe. Like, maybe there's still a lot of people who buy those 3DS games. I'm sure they got numbers. Like, they wouldn't put that much effort behind that system if they didn't have, like, sales numbers that are like, listen, these people who bought all their 3DSs, they're still buying things.
But are they buying more 3DSs?
I might.
See? You're part of the problem.
I am part of the problem, but that Pokemon 3DS looks sick. Like, 2DS.
Everyone should just make the Switch. And just get out of the 3DS world.
Oh, that's the other thing. They showed off, like, new Switch peripherals. Yeah. They got the red controllers for the Odyssey bundle. And they have the new Pro Controller.
Who's that for?
Huh?
Yeah, who's the Pro Controller for?
The Pro Controller is for Xenoblade.
Oh, right, yeah.
It looks like Gurren Lagann.
It looks pretty fucking cool.
It looks like Gurren Lagann. It's got the cross light thing, and it's got the change. Man.
Why'd you buy the
standard one? Why'd I buy the standard one? I don't know.
You're lost.
Maybe I'll buy two.
Wow. Two Pro Controllers for your Switch.
Yeah, because what if I want to... if I want to play Puyo Puyo Tetris with my friends, no. I can't let one person use the regular controller. That's just unfair.
So you both use Joy-Cons?
No. We want to compete MLG.
When you're on the go?
On the go.
Wow.
In like when I put it on the back of my car on that like car headrest mount.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So it was an interesting direct. I feel like I was waiting for something to happen on the Switch, but they didn't really.
You were waiting for F-Zero because there was a leaked tag going on, like the Google SEO stuff.
Yeah, it was.
And F-Zero was in there, and then nothing happened.
Yeah. I was also waiting for a Switch Virtual Console.
Which also didn't happen.
Yeah, I was like, I want to play Metroid Zero Mission and Fusion on my Switch.
Which I wonder if you will get that anymore, because Hamster is handling
the arcades.
Arcade Archives. I wonder if there will be a virtual console, or if they're just going to be like, hey, Hamster, put out all these things.
I don't know. At this point, I give up. I don't know.
Also, I think some news came out about the Switch this week about there will finally be certain games that require you to have an SD card.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a couple of the sports games that are coming out.
Yeah, a lot of NBA needs it, I know that's for sure. Yeah,
NBA.
FIFA needs it.
How do you feel about that?
If you bought a Switch and you didn't buy a memory card, what's your problem?
I didn't buy a memory card.
What the hell?
Did you buy a memory card?
I have one. But I have, like, multiple.
Oh, I don't... That's, like, one of the things... Like, I have hella USB cables. I got all kinds of other different weird
stuff. Oh, you know why, though? Because I love digital.
Oh, true.
So, like, I just always have
digital cards. Like, I have an SD card in my phone.
Oh, okay.
But I use that in my phone.
Yeah, but my phone's... See, my phone just got built in 128 gigs, bro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Even with my memory card, my phone doesn't touch half of that.
Wow.
I think I have 28 gigs in total.
Yeah, pro tip, guys. If you're buying a new phone, get the biggest size.
Just go memory. Just go memory.
It's so convenient.
Listen, I'm constantly having to, like, when I have to update apps on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
I have to go, because
I bet
Android doesn't let you install apps directly to the SD card for some reason.
Okay.
You can only install portions after the fact. So you have to install it to the phone and then install portions to the SD card.
Yeah.
So when there becomes a lot of, like, cached data in my drive, I have to manually go into the storage manager and clear out miscellaneous and cached data so I can update
apps
so I can actually use them.
Damn.
It sucks. I need a new phone.
Damn.
I need a new phone.
Living the life.
No, I'm not.
Living the life.
It sucks.
Yeah, so that's that. Nintendo was great. Bye.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't know. I thought it was... I was really excited going into it, and I got a bunch of things that I already knew about, and the new announcements weren't that exciting to me.
Yeah. I mean...
It was fine.
Yeah. I think the RPG stuff is definitely what I'm excited about most.
Yeah.
But otherwise...
5 out of 10.
Sure. I don't know.
What's the scale we use?
I don't know. 5 donks out of New Donk.
Dang.
There you go.
How many donks?
5 dank memes.
5 dank memes out of New Donk City?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn right.
It's a terrible scale.
Let's move over to our weeks. I will go first because I didn't really do anything, but...
I feel like this is every week for the past 3 months. I didn't do much.
Yeah. I played Overwatch.
God damn it.
No. I continued watching more episodes of The Defenders.
Oh! Are they bad?
You know the three episode rule in anime?
Yeah.
You gotta apply that to The Defenders.
Huh.
It doesn't really pick up until the very end of the third episode.
Which is the last episode in the season.
No. But it is halfway through the series.
What?
So, like, there's only 8 episodes, so, like, that's you gotta keep in mind. Oh, I think I'm on episode 6 or 7, and it's been entertaining.
Is it still doing the weird color correction thing when it focuses on one person?
No, because now that they're all together in a group, the show finally feels like we're going to deal with
this. Do they have a fifth separate color palette?
No. Yes.
Okay.
Regular.
Okay. I guess that counts.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered?
That's their fifth color palette. Yeah, it's all 5 of them together. Jinx, hijinks ensue, and they're fighting stuff. Obviously, they don't agree at first, and then they make up, and...
Oh, no way. That's crazy.
Yeah, so stuff happens. They all defend shit.
All right.
It's all right. So far.
I feel like I shouldn't watch this.
I mean, if you've watched them all, like the other ones.
I haven't watched Jessica Jones.
Well, you kind of need to watch that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you do need to watch every other show first.
I'm going to build a Gundam soon, so.
Oh, well, there you go. And, the Defenders are definitely okay.
Wow, you really stretched that one out, didn't you? Didn't you?
Did not.
You did.
Mm.
What else did you do? Is that it? That's really? It. You just watched The Defenders? More, was it Black Hole? Whatever sci-fi show you're watching?
Oh, I finished that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. That show got canceled. and it ends on such an unfortunate cliffhanger.
Okay.
It ends just as the aliens from another universe are about to invade.
Are about to show up?
Yeah.
Wow. What a dick move. Yeah. Oh my god.
The series ends and it's like, well, somebody's been infected by an alien. Secret invasion, here we go. Da-da-da-da.
Holy shit.
And then we got canceled.
That sucks.
Yeah, so it's a bummer.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my week was pretty jammed.
Jam-packed.
Because I played Windjammers.
Oh, fuck.
Windjammers came out on PSN.
Yeah, I slightly played this a bit at the store.
Yeah, I was playing it at Best Buy.
And you suck.
I'm terrible at Windjammers. Yeah. And then I played it with some friends.
And
that game is fantastic multiplayer.
Okay.
That is great local multiplayer.
Okay.
Windjammers, for those who don't know, is a Neo Geo game. It's Ultimate Frisbee plus soccer plus... bumper cars, maybe? It's a bad... No. So, yeah, there's two nets, net areas, and each net area has different sections where if you get it in a certain section, you get a higher score. So, basically, the goal is to get it past the frisbee past your opponent and into the net behind them. But you could also do things like bank the frisbee off of walls to do, like, air hockey bank shots.
Yeah.
You can do lob shots where... when you catch it, instead of throwing it like a frisbee, you can just slice it. And then if it hits the ground, you get 2 points instead of 3 or 5 if you hit it in the back. And also you can do pop-up shots. So if you time it correctly as you're about to catch it, you can pop the disc up, power up, and then do a power-up shot.
Hmm.
That's like crazy. If you ever played you ever played World Cup Soccer for the NES?
Yeah.
When you do a bicycle kick, it does a crazy shot. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And then there's a bunch of different strategy. Like, the game is surprisingly deep. If you are able to throw a disc, kind of like on the first couple frames you catch the disc, you'll get a powered up super, like, faster shot. You can kind of fake out your opponent by doing a pop-up, right, and charging up really, really strong, and it looks like you're going to do a super, and then you just do your slice lob, and you kind of throw them off balance.
Yeah.
If you're playing a heavier character who has more power against a lighter character, and you do your power move... Some of the power moves have the ability to knock your opponent back, and if you knock them back into the net, it counts as points.
Hmm.
So the game is surprisingly simple, but also deceptively deep.
Okay.
It's kind of like, yeah, it's really good.
Hmm.
It's $20 Canadian. And
it's too high.
It's done by Dot Emu, who did the Dragon, it was a Wonder Boy Dragon's Trap that came out recently. And I'm kind of pissed right now.
Why?
So I bought it. And then I learned that Limited Run Games is doing a physical version.
For some reason, I had assumed you bought the physical version.
No, because it wasn't available and no one announced it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, it's been like 2 weeks. I'm just going to buy it. And I bought it. And like 2 days later,
They're
coming out with a physical version.
So you're double dipping, right?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
And there's like going to be like a collector's edition.
Ooh.
I'm probably going to buy.
Ooh. Taste the salt.
I'm very salty. I'm very salty. I'm like a salt lick right now.
Oh god.
And yeah, it's that sucks. Okay. But speaking of Limited Run, I've been playing some Limited Run games. I got in my collector's editions of Night Trap and Wonder Boy.
Okay.
Those are really cool. Wonder Boy.
No, they're awful games.
No, those Wonder Boy's actually good.
Mm-mm.
But obviously the one I played is the bad game.
Yeah.
So I played Night Trap.
Why?
Because Night Trap is one of those games where it's so bad, it's good again.
No, it's not.
Like, it wraps around.
No.
So Night Trap came out, I think it was in the mid-80s. It came out for the Sega CD, and I think it's also on the 32X.
Yeah.
Night Trap is the game responsible for the ESRB rating.
Mm.
So when this game came out, there was no ratings board. There was nothing. And people, like, adults found this, and they're like, oh, my God, these teenage... You could watch these teenage girls have a sleepover. It's too sexy. And, like, monsters are killing people and kidnapping them in their home. It's a home invasion. Like, this is too much for kids.
Yeah.
So the government tried to step in and be like, hey, we're going to regulate video games. And then video games came, and it's like, whoa, hey, hold up. Music and movies can regulate themselves. We can do that, too. So we're going to create the ESRB.
Yeah.
So this game is solely responsible for the ESRB rating, which is pretty cool. But watching that, or it's half watching, half playing. Playing that game now, everything is super tame. Like, there's maybe a little, like, girls are wearing short shorts, maybe. And they're, like, singing with their friends. They're like, yeah, but, like, nothing bad or, like, M-rated what is happening, that's for sure.
So girls are having a sleepover, is what you're telling me.
So basically the game is these girls are having a sleepover at their friend's house, right? And they're all having a good time, having fun. But there's a bunch of kind of like monster people that are invading the house. And you play as an officer in the, this is an acronym, the SCAT team.
Wow.
I don't know. I forget what the SCAT team stands for. I think, I'm not even going to attempt it, but it's the SCAT team. It's ridiculous.
Sounds.
And the officer, the CO of the SCAT team looks directly at you, the player, and says, you are frontline. We hacked into the camera system and the security system in the house, and you have access to all of the cameras in the house.
Okay.
What you need to do is, while these girls are having a sleepover, we are going to set up an alternate, like a separate plan, because we know these people are evil and they're going to try and kidnap these girls and do stuff.
Yeah.
So when you see one of the bad guys, you have to set off one of the many booby traps in the house. And these booby traps are straight Scooby-Doo shit. Like, an enemy will get knocked back onto a bed, and then a bed flips up and it puts them into like a pit. There's just straight up pit floors in bathrooms. There's one, the stairs turn into a slide.
Of course they do.
They slide into a pit. It's ridiculous. So in total, if you were to do it perfectly, the game is 30 minutes.
Mm.
Right? Because it's a 30-minute video. And while what you're doing while you're playing is that you're switching between all the cameras.
Yeah.
Think of it almost like, Five Nights at Freddy's almost. But not scary at all.
Okay.
So you're switching through all the cameras, and what you want to do is be on the scene when an enemy is doing bad stuff.
Uh-huh.
And when they are in a certain area of the house or in the video, you can press a button which hits the trap, which then captures the people. If you let too many of the bad guys go, the game just cuts and you lose.
Oh.
Right? There is a halfway checkpoint, I haven't been able to get there yet. It's fucking, the game's hard. It's pretty much memorizing every single screen and where enemies are going to pop up. The added thing is to make sure you could never beat it on your first playthrough is there are trap codes. So the family who owns the house, who are also part of the monster group, they will occasionally change the color code of the trap, right? So it's just like, oh, at the beginning it's blue and all the traps are set to blue.
Okay.
But during the video, sometimes family members will be having conversations, but at the same time, they're having enemies are coming, right? So you have to listen to the family members' discussion about how, oh, they've been trapping too many people or changing the code to orange, right? And throughout the game, you have to be on the lookout for enemies, but also be aware that they're changing the security color to activate the traps.
Of course.
Which then leads to you having to do multiple playthroughs.
Huh.
Because it's a game from the 80s, and it's not fair. And this game sucks. It's a bad game. I recommend it to almost everybody.
No.
And you should probably play it. It's pretty cool. It's a very unique experience.
I can think of plenty other unique experiences I'd rather do.
Oh, that's what I forgot. In news, Okami HD got announced.
Sure did.
For PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Sure did.
In hot 4K.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why it's in 4K?
No.
So when they did the PS3 remaster,
mm.
the only way they could get the graphics to look proper
was to go
from standard definition, then go straight to 4K, and then downsize the 4K version.
Wow.
So they had that work done already.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's coming out. Physical. The best Zelda game ever made.
No.
The best Zelda game, Okami, is coming out.
No!
It's going to be good.
No, I will admit Okami's better than Darksiders, but it's not better than Zelda.
It's better than Zelda.
No.
All right, you heard it here first. Best Zelda game as voted by the TNIB
crew.
It's
not even close to touching Breath of the Wild.
It's better than Breath of the Wild.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's definitely not.
It is.
It's definitely not.
What if I told you it was better than Link to the Past?
It's blasphemy. Because it's not.
I guess I'm a blasphemer then.
Well, we already know this. I mean, you're the guy who's playing fucking Night Trap.
Yeah, Night Trap's great.
What do you know?
I highly recommend Night Trap. So the special edition is ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
It came with like a sew-on patch.
Did you use it?
Of the scat team. No, I'm not using any of the shit in this thing.
Okay.
It came with a cassette tape.
Did you play it?
I don't have a cassette player. I gotta find one.
Okay.
But on one side, it's got the Night Trap theme song.
Hmm.
And on the other side, it's got, I believe it's some conversation between characters. I actually forget what it is. But it comes in like an old retro style, like 32X or Sega CD box with crappy box art and stuff. It's really cool. Yeah, and I haven't touched Wonder Boy yet, but that thing came with some cool stuff too.
Neat.
It came with a bunch of trading cards, actually.
We can trade them?
No, because everyone gets the same set.
We could trade them for baseball cards.
I could trade them for baseball cards. You're right. I'm Canadian. I'll go for hockey cards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you'll get that Mario Lemieux.
Okay.
You know, that,
who's that guy? Is it a Mario?
That Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, I've never heard of him.
Was it Felix Potvin?
He
was a goalie for some team at one point.
Is Ty Domi?
Ty Domi was on the Leafs. He's notorious for getting into a lot of fights.
Okay.
Ty Domi is, old hockey people.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Hockey. So yeah, I played Night Trap. That game's bad. I recommend it. You should probably play it.
Mm.
It's a good time. I played more Yakuza.
Which one?
Kiwami.
Okay.
The remake of
Zero?
One. Yeah. One? No, okay. The remake of One. And Zero is its own separate thing in the 80s.
Okay.
The only thing I want to touch on here is that I mentioned before how you fight Majima and you're not supposed to beat him, but if you do, you get a bunch of bonus stuff. There's a mechanic in this game where Majima just wants to fight you.
Yeah.
So he appears everywhere. And it's a thing called Majima Everywhere. And you get a ranking for beating him in different places.
That's so dumb.
It's super hilariously stupid. And it's really funny because they find like different ways to surprise you. So I was walking through...
Fucking shit.
I was walking through the one of the alleyways and there was a parked car. And I was like, oh, this car's like rocking. Maybe there's like a side quest here. And he's like, I locked myself in this trunk so you could find me and now I can fight you. There was one where you hear like, hey, you, stop. You look suspicious. And he's dressed up as a cop. There's another one where he's dressed up as a hostess.
Huh.
Like, and you beat him up while he's in a dress and makeup.
Oh, okay.
This game is bonkers fun. I love it. It's fantastic. If you're worried about price, it's discount. I believe it's $40 Canadian.
On
$40
on the digital?
I think it's on the digital as well.
Yeah.
Yo, grab it. Like, there's never been a better time to get into Yakuza.
But, like, Nier is only $30.
Nier is $30 at Best Buy. You should also play that game.
But, like, I can only choose one.
That's a tough one.
And I can only choose the cheaper option.
Nier?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Good.
Both are good options. I would not be salty if you chose either of the options.
All right, so Horizon it is.
Gosh, that's also a good game.
It's better than both these games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horizon's right now still like number two on my game of the year.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Hmm.
So yeah, those Yakuza games are fun.
Cool.
And the last thing I did is I went to a concert.
Sure you did.
I went to, I mentioned them before on the podcast about, we were talking about summer jams.
I think so, yeah.
I went to a Brockhampton concert.
This is the rap group with the gay guy?
This is a rap group with the gay guy, Kevin okay. Abstract. And so first off, this is the first concert experience I went to where I was like, you know what? Every time I show up to a concert, I always like these hipster bands, right? So I'm never paying more than $20 for a ticket. And also when I get there, if I get there like an hour early, nobody lines up until like 50 minutes before the show.
Yeah.
So fuck it. I'm not even going to try. I get there a half an hour before the show starts.
Packed.
Line is two blocks long.
That's what I thought.
Two blocks.
Yeah.
It was a sold out show. I did not even realize it. Yeah. I bought the tickets so late, I didn't think it was going to be a sold out show.
Oh.
Sold out show. It was insane.
Where was it at?
The Danforth in Toronto.
All right.
In Danforth, Toronto.
Wow.
Yeah. Fucker. And so yeah, they're a rap group, but it's I want to talk about this concert because it was the weirdest but also the most hype concert I've ever been to.
Okay.
There was a mosh pit at the rap concert.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a dance circle at the rap concert.
Mm.
And there was also a kumbaya, hold your arms around the shoulders of the person beside you and sway back and forth moment with like lighters out,
damn,
cell phone lights out. Damn. It ran the gamut.
Damn.
And I'll say right now, like, I was in the middle of it all because I came in kind of in the middle. I was in the middle of the crowd. So I was just getting bumped by everybody. The whole front stage was like a mosh pit. And by the end of the concert, I was front row center.
Nice.
Because the mob had pushed me forward so much that I had made it front row center. Here's the thing, though. I came out of that show covered head to toe and clothing in sweat.
Ooh.
Just from jumping and doing stuff in bodies. But I'm going to say only 30% of the sweat was mine. It looked like I had I came out of that show and it looked like I had taken a shower. Like, my hair was super wet and sweaty. I needed sustenance afterwards. I went to McDonald's all looking gross and shit. It was a good concert. Gross. They have their kind of most popular song is called Star.
Yeah.
It's a very short song, but it's a really like high energy song.
Uh-huh.
They played it once at the end, right? And that was their show ender. And the house lights came on. When the house lights come on, that's no more encore. There's no encore, right? You can cheer encore as long as you want. Yeah. Normally there's not. Toronto did not leave.
Oh.
No one stepped a foot out of the concert. And I could see, because I was front row center at that point, security guards' faces were very worried. So they came out again. They're like, hey, we'll play Star again. And they played it again. And then they're like, you know what? Fuck it. You guys are still so hype. We'll play it again. And they're like, you know what? You guys are still so hype. We'll play it again. They played Star a total of six times.
Wow.
In the six.
Six times?
Six times for the one song. And nobody gave up. Like, it was high energy. The same energy the first time they played it as the last time they played
it. Wow.
It was insane.
Damn.
It was the best concert I've ever been to.
Damn.
And I've been to, like, The Who. I've been to Bruce Springsteen, like, those big stadium sellouts stuff. Like, that like, very intimate concert was insane. I think these guys are going to pop off soon.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's going to get to the point where they're going to be popular. And, because they're doing a type of rap that people don't normally do anymore, which is, which is personal stories. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, yo, man, I make hella bills and I drive a Maserati, right? It's them talking about their life. All their lyrics are very personal. Like Kevin Abstract talks about how his mother never accepted him as he came out of the closet, right? Mm. And all this stuff. And now that he's making money, like all her opinions are gone. There's one guy, Amir, who talks about how his dad taught him how to sell drugs at 13 and how his life got totally fucked from that, right? There's a lot of like really deep personal lyrics in their music. But also the cool thing is that Brockhampton as a collective is not just the artists. They are 100, I believe they're 100% independent. They don't have a label.
Oh, okay.
So it's them and their friends who have created, who made this group. So Brockhampton, part of Brockhampton is also like their managers, their website designer. I believe the guy in all his videos, all their videos, who starts off the video with Mi amo Roberto. Mm-hmm. He talks in Spanish at the beginning. He's their website designer.
Okay.
Right. And it feels like this kind of like giant family almost, which kind of makes you love them more. It was an insane concert. Man.
Just wait till they go corporate.
Yeah, wait till they go corporate. I'm waiting for them to like go corporate, man. And they all break ways. Because right now the obvious star out of this whole thing is Kevin Abstract. Mm-hmm. He's doing stuff with his unique perspective on rap, being a gay artist, mm-hmm. and he's doing stuff that other people aren't doing, and he's kind of standing out. So I can see him being the Beyonce.
It's gonna be the next B,
right? But my favorite guy, his name's Merlin. Mm-hmm. He's from Ghana, and he's got a really thick accent. He calls himself the Ghana Prince in his songs. He's got some pretty great lyrics in there too. But yeah, that band's nuts. Cool. I can't stop thinking about this song. This concert. It's been almost a week, and it's still like I'm still reeling from it. The next day, I was like, I wish I was back at that concert again.
So damn.
That's it's good. Fun. It was really good. Also, to other people who are listening in the States, if they're coming around, nobody can beat Toronto because Toronto is the most hype crowd. So get wrecked.
Wow.
New York City sucks dick.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yo, whatever, man. They came out on Twitter and the band was like, yo, we played Star 3 times for New York City. And they had 2 shows at New York City.
Mm.
They played it 6 times for the 6. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Damn.
Get bopped, son.
Wow.
Brap, brap. Other rap lingos.
Sounds good. Glad you had a good time.
It was a fantastic time. Mm. Best $20 ever spent.
Oh wow, that's it.
It was 20, and then there was like ticket fees and stuff, so it came out closer to 30. But yeah, it was cheap.
Cool.
Nico. Good shit.
Mm. It just hit me why I didn't do anything this week.
Why?
Because it was Super Crawl this weekend.
Oh yeah, we went to Super Crawl.
Yeah, so I don't know how to explain it.
Super Crawl is a weekend. So every second Tuesday of the month is Art Crawl in Hamilton.
Yeah.
So our city has an event. It's every second Tuesday of the month. And it's pretty much to celebrate local artists. They close down a whole street. And they're like, hey, people who are artists, come down. It's an event. There's food trucks. You can show off your art. You can sell to people and do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But Super Crawl is the huge event. It's the one that's once a year in September. And they close down more of the street. And there's concerts. And there's all kinds of stuff going on. So we went, we didn't go together, but we went.
Yeah, it was busy. I can't remember, like, I know Supercrawl is a busy event, but I felt like this year was just huge.
It just gets more popular every year.
Yeah.
So it's a weekend thing.
I mostly went for the food.
Get a beaver tail?
No.
Ooh.
I got this thing called, is it a chimney?
I don't know what
the it's fuck? It's an ice cream cone, but the cone is like a doughy churro.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
It was and they bake it right in front of you.
That sounds really good.
And it was delicious. And I got some butter chicken.
So I didn't eat any food.
What?
I had 0% food.
Fucking waste. Please don't tell me you went to Super Bowl and bought video games.
I did not buy any video games because the video game store that I know the owner of, he was there. Mm-hmm. I didn't buy anything because I was like, oh, you just brought out your selection I don't want.
Yeah.
Or I already own.
Yeah.
Right? I went there. I usually go to these things to make fun of people's hard work.
Yeah.
I go to all the galleries. I go to all the independent stuff.
Yeah.
And then I say very snide and sarcastic comments
yeah.
in the gallery while the artists are around.
Yeah.
And it's like, why is this thing worth $3,000. Like, I don't know. It's a string hanging from a fan.
Sure.
And it says no limits.
Mm.
I don't know. Sometimes art is dumb.
I would argue more often than not.
Nah. Mm. I'm going to say it's an even 50-50.
Maybe you're right.
I'm going to say it's an even 50-50. Mm-hmm. But yeah, sometimes art is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to point out the stuff that is dumb.
Glad you did that.
I did.
I'm glad you did
that. I hope that my constructive criticism of people's art, it was not constructive.
The thing I did there was I lined up at the OLG booth and I got a $20 lottery ticket.
Oh, wow. Way to sell out.
Yeah, man. Free lotto money, which then I lost, so.
What if you won? What if that was a winner?
No. Like, I checked it.
Oh. I lost. I thought you just lost the ticket.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't pay for it, so. Whatevs.
That's fair.
Right?
I guess.
Works. So that was fun. Yeah. I think that's it for the week.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of busy.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to finally check out Kamen Rider Build.
Because 3 episodes are out?
Hopefully. The third one's out by next week, yeah.
Hopefully our supplier isn't late.
Yeah, man. I gave him the payment.
He wanted that advance, I see.
Yeah. Jeez. Told him to make it happen. So maybe. I don't know. Yes, we can look forward to that next week.
If any, you know what we could do? We could watch the Death Note series on Netflix.
Ooh, that's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, if Kamen Rider is not out yet.
Yeah, that could be interesting. Or not. I currently do now am in possession of a copy of Destiny 2, so I will have my thoughts on that next week.
I was in a possession of a copy of Destiny 2.
Uh-oh, but then...
I bought that PS4 Pro.
Yeah?
I took it home.
Uh-oh.
I looked at it,
uh-huh.
And I was like, this is a bad purchase.
But...
And then I returned it.
Oh, no. What a waste.
Hey, but you know what that purchase did?
What?
Bumped me up to platinum, baby.
Whoa.
I got that platinum card now. Had enough points.
I wonder if you could just game the system so that you get to just keep doing that.
I think I did.
Oh, okay.
Because I returned it, right?
Yeah.
But they gave it to me on the return.
Oh.
So, like, I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe they counted it as a trade.
Maybe.
Full refund trade. I don't know. Anyways, yeah. So, I look forward to playing Destiny. I hopefully should have Persona 5 done.
I look forward to hearing about Destiny. I'm not going to buy that until I get some good word of mouth.
But there's only been good word of mouth.
Not from people I trust.
Wow.
Because those other people also like the first Destiny. So fuck those people.
Wow.
The first Destiny sucked dick.
I don't know. I feel like the general games media is pretty hyped on this one.
They were also on the first one.
Yeah, but then they admitted its faults.
Well, I'm waiting for the turnaround. When Destiny is like, oh, hey, like, this is pretty good, but not really. All right.
It's pretty good.
But not really.
Except for microtransaction shaders.
I heard, the one-use shaders and also, like, legendary emotes.
Yeah.
I heard there's a ramen emote that people want really bad.
Yeah. It's kind of bullshit. It
seems shady.
I mean, it does, but I'm not surprised. It's fucking Destiny. They made you pay $10 to play SRL Racing.
Did they?
Yeah. I mean, like, it was free, but if you wanted all the good shit, you had to buy this book. It was like a stamp book.
Oh. It's like that Dota book.
Yeah, and you pay the $10 so that you can unlock the achievements to get your shit. And I mean, like...
Disgusting.
Like...
You bought it.
The precedent was set. I bought it, yeah. It was the racing thing. Of course I bought it. So yeah, the precedent was set, so I wasn't surprised, but it's just like, it's there. I mean, no one should be... It's disgusting, but unsurprising. Yeah. That's it for this week. We've rambled on long enough. Paul, thanks for the questions. If you have a question you want to ask us, you know where to find us. You are on the Facebook page as well. Ask us anything you like.
Paul asked us through the Facebook page.
So yeah, and he just asked us some random ass questions. Nothing we even talk about.
Yeah, you can ask us on Twitter.
Yeah, do you need life advice?
Hey, remember, we have an email.
Oh, fuck. Tell me.
TNIAB dot letters.
Uh-oh.
Letters.
Yes,
at gmail.com.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. You can ask us.
Pretty much anything. We reserve the right to not answer certain questions,
but chances are we will answer your question.
But chances are we'll probably answer anything you got us.
Yeah.
What's your social insurance number?
I'll tell you, mine ends with 3 of the same number.
Wow.
Yeah.
7.
Hint, it's in my username.
Oh my gosh. 4?
Yeah, man. Can you believe it? There's 4 3-4s.
You know what? You should probably bleep that out. I think that's enough information for someone to do, like, a fucking...
No, do you know that, like... I don't know what I was doing, but there's a lot of just regular public info where they always ask for your last three digits.
Of your social insurance number?
I can't remember. I don't know why, but I feel like I'm always filling it out.
I've never done that.
Oh, really? I do a lot of online purchases.
You, sir, are having your identity stolen.
Oh, please, like it hasn't been already.
True. There was that one YouTuber. What is his name?
Oh, you know what? Okay, I do have a YouTube story. So I do toy reviews, okay? And regularly, people contact me and they're like, oh, hey, I'm from so-and-so network. Would you like to join our network team?
And you're like, no.
And I'm like, no, fuck off.
Don't take any of my revenue. Get out of my face.
And then sometimes people be like, oh, we have this product. And they have like this like copy and pasted message, blah, 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 blah.
Review our
pasta. And I'm like, well,
Mamma mia.
What the fuck? But lately, I've been getting all these very personalized messages. Like, they really go through my content, and, like, they reference very specific things, and then they're like, now how would you like to review our headphones? Or, like, any object that's not related to my channel? I'm like,
okay,
what the f... So, like, it's weird, because it's like, so you genuinely are watching, you understand what I'm doing, yet you still have the gall to offer me... something that I have no influence on.
All right. Yeah. Being outside of the YouTube game.
Uh-oh.
It seems to me that YouTubers are morally, let's say, flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a good word.
Yeah, that's
morally good. Flexible.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? And I have seen many a YouTuber who have no business reviewing a certain object.
Yeah.
Review a certain object.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm just like... Yeah, this past week I had like these wireless headphones. I'm like, I mean, I want these wireless headphones, but I have no business putting them on my channel.
Yeah.
And like a couple weeks ago I got like a knife set, and I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna do?
Wait, someone sent you a knife set?
No. They were like, would you like a knife set?
Oh, we're gonna send you a knife set, but you gotta review it.
And I'm like, I'm not gonna film a fucking knife set.
Hey guys, I got all these knives.
Yeah. So
man, Vince, so popular.
If only actual toy companies were like, hey, we got some.
Oh, product. No, they did. I'm looking at a toy right now, and you reviewed it like shit. And it's in a corner collecting dust. I think it's been there for a couple years now.
Yeah, it has.
And then, I don't know, then you got that one toy that was good and it shut down.
Actually, I got a couple of toys on the way, so that's fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Entire waves, as they would say.
Sell out!
I sure am. All the way from the Chinese factory.
Vince Big Corporate can't trust him anymore.
Nope.
Thought he was independent, but he's just taking money for big plastic.
I don't even put the paid promotion tag on there.
Wow. You don't think you have to?
No, I don't.
No, because they're just giving to you for free. They're not paying you to do it.
Yeah. Anyways, that's enough behind the scenes. Have fun, everyone. See you next week.
Burp.